flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You know, 1 year ago, I was at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church, my church in North Minneapolis, where we do a lot of our outreach and community work from. And we were doing our Thanksgiving basket giveaway. 350 turkeys from Hy-Vee with all the trimmings. We were passing them out to families in need who needed a meal for the holiday season and were unable to afford that for their families. And it was like one of the coldest days of the year. It was freezing. And it was so cold that even with hand warmers and gloves on, as I took those baskets out to the cars for the elders in our community, I could still feel it. It was cold. But I didn't have to do it alone. Chief Brian O'Hara with the Minneapolis Police Department had probably about 25 officers there, and they were carrying those boxes and baskets of goodies and food out to the cars and the trunks. They were walking the neighborhoods for people who did not have cars to make sure that everybody who signed up and got one of those baskets would receive them. And they're doing that again today. And I just have to say, Chief, thank you, because last year was your first year. And I know you were like blown away by, usually folks pull up with the 18 wheeler and give out frozen turkeys. But baby, we got dressing and stuffing and green beans and canned cranberry sauce. We put together all the trimmings. We want to make sure you have a whole meal, not just some meat.
That's right. Thank you, Ms. Shaletta.
Oh, my goodness. I just can't thank you enough for the way that you are working to build community through events like this. Why is it so important that not only you come out, but you bring all those officers with you?
Yeah, so we have our recruits, our newest officers in training. They've been up here this morning. Same thing again this year. And it's just it's an incredible experience. First off, Fellowship is an absolutely beautiful congregation here, a very vibrant congregation. It's important in the community, and it's important for our younger officers to know right from the beginning that our role is one of service, and our role is one that we're working hand in hand in community. So we're always thankful when we get to be a part of, you know, community engagement and outreach activities like this.
And, you know, people talk about how do we build the bridge? How do we rebuild trust? It's instances like this that are organic, that are real, where people can really come together and have some one-on-one dialogue and one-on-one conversation, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, it's deep, working hand in hand with members of the congregation here and helping out, you know, some folks, some of our neighbors that are in need. And it's definitely something, even for our more senior officers that come and participate as well, it's something that's just good for our souls, because a lot of times, you know, officers, especially today when we're short-staffed, they're only going into community a lot of, you know, call to call in negative situations. And it's just, it's good for our souls just to be present in non-law enforcement spaces like this and being hand in hand, you know, working with our community.
And I have to talk to you about the officer shortage, because one of the things that I'm probably most excited about is how you are working with Sergeant Kia Boyd and the women on your force to recruit more women. Sergeant Kia and Officer Crystal were on the show a couple of weeks ago. They went all the way down to Alabama, Alabama A&T, a historically black college and universities, to recruit more women to join the force at the Minneapolis Police Department. It was all over TV in Alabama. Talk to me about those efforts and why it's so important that you reach out and try to recruit more women.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for you helping us to, you know, spread the word of what we were doing. And we partnered with HBCU organization earlier this year, trying to get students from HBCUs to come and intern with the Minneapolis Police Department. We were able to convince one young person for her to come here, but it definitely took some convincing. But I'm thankful once she did, Sergeant Kia Boyd, Crystal, the other officers that work here, welcomed her. They helped show her who Minneapolis really is, because her mom, her family, everybody was nervous about her coming to the city and being an intern in the police department that murdered George Floyd, right? So in her words, she got a chance to see behind the curtain and see how the magic works. And she took that message back, back home to her, her university, and then helped try to spread the message there. Because, obviously Minneapolis, this part of the country, we don't have any HBCUs, but we definitely have a whole lot of folks from our community who go away to schools. So we're trying to reach out in different ways, both to, increase the ranks as far as, having more women on the force, but also ensuring that we're having, more of our residents on the department as well.
Now, last night, by a vote of 8-5, Minneapolis City Council voted down the tentative agreement with the Police Federation to get that $15.3 million retention bonus that needs to come, according to you, to retain these officers, to, increase the bonuses, to make it competitive in retaining new officers. Give me your reaction to that, and then tell me what's next.
Well, I'm hopeful. The most important thing for me is this isn't so much about, our officers at this point. This is about our residents, because this police department has been losing hundreds of officers over the last 3 years. We're down about 40% what we were in the start of 2020. And what that means is, like we're talking about today, there's just fewer and fewer opportunities for our members to engage in meaningful ways with community, which is the most important thing that we need to be doing right now to try and build and rebuild trust in places where we don't have. And we wind up being stuck in a very vicious cycle where we're so short on officers that we rely so much more on overtime and mandatory overtime, which then causes the people that we have here to experience burnout. And then also causes young people, who want more of a work-life balance to not want to be a part of this job. Then at the same time, our community is less satisfied with the services that we're providing. So we wound up, again, just reinforcing negative perceptions why people, residents in our community, don't want to join the police department in the first place. So I feel like we're stuck in a very vicious spiral. And we just need some action, and we need to make some investments to try and break out of it. That being said, there's a lot of council members that said that they are open to trying to settle the police contract, soon and ensure that there's investments that way. So I'm hopeful that will happen, because the Minneapolis Police Department today, I think, is the 18th, ranks 18 for starting salaries in the metro region. And we just got to acknowledge that, the work here is different. It is difficult. The officers here are highly scrutinized. This is a very, very challenging environment to work in. And we need to make some investments if we want folks from the community here to be a part of a police force that our residents deserve.
Chief Brian O'Hara with the Minneapolis Police Department, thank you so much for being on the show in the midst of your community service with your officers out in North Minneapolis, providing meals to more than 300 families in need. You took the time to talk to us about that council meeting last night, as well as your efforts to recruit more women to join the force. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. We love you, Ms. Shaletta. Thank you for everything you do.
All right. We love you back. And you guys stick around. There's more to come.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.